Not our fastest guy, but he put him one step closer and it put us on top. And whenever you can put a lead in a situation like that, it changes the momentum a little bit. The big thing is the state of wrestling in the strike zone. That was the big thing that Kevin Law was talking about. The swing looked good and felt good. We just had to go ahead and swing and pitch it in the zone. It's very simple. When you swing a strike, you get that opportunity to be successful. You take the ball out of the zone and make it very long.
Thing is, just look at, hey, everybody on this team can deliver in a very big way, whatever it happens to be. And I think the fact that Tashera Steele and that base knows that, hey, you don't have to do some of the things that are the ideal thing to get you across. Stealing the base, getting the bunt, making a good defensive play, whatever it happens to be, to put us in, at the end of the day, you just want that W.
Is there any point in this game where you guys can collectively take a breath?
When CeCe made the last play, you know, that was it. You know, he fielded the ball, he got the ball in that big glove of his, and he secured the throw over to Tashera, and I think that was the final time where, or the first time, where everybody kind of relaxed inside a little bit.
Is this the best Tigers team that you're going to play against since you left there?
It's hard to say because they're still missing pieces. You know, you got Victor Martinez out of there. When they add him, obviously they're going to be a different team than they are currently, but you add Prince Filler to that team, which they haven't had in the past, and they swung the bats well. Miguel Cabrera, everybody knows the great season he's had, but this isn't like the first time he's had a great season. He's been great his whole career, and as soon as he's got to the Tigers, he never stopped. Pitching-wise, they've been great. Valverde's been great this year, last year. So it's a very similar team. That's the reason why they were able to get to the ALCS last year and the reason why they're back there this year.
You hit 43 bombs during this. You hit 43 bombs during the season, so confidence is not a problem with you. What were you pressing going into tonight's game?
Oh, you know, I tried to stay comfortable and relaxed and just stay aggressive. You know, you got to understand that things that have happened. You can't dwell on the past. You can't look at the past. If I had 10 home runs going into today or 10 strikeouts going into today, today's a new day, and that's the great thing about baseball. Everything's something. Every day something new can happen.
When you hit that bomb, did you say to yourself as it's going out, I'm back?
No, not at all. I was like, hey, let me get around the bases and let's continue to score some runs, hopefully. You still got to play defense. Game's definitely not over, but it's great to go ahead and pad and try to put a little fish in when you can.
Thanks, Kirby. Thank you.
Deliver that knockout blow to CeCe and down with all year.
Oh, it's great. You know, to go ahead and finally be done with it, you know, but a very tough team. Definitely can't take anything for granted with those guys across the board. They're going to be there. They're going to be here for a long time. And it's a good team over there in that Baltimore clubhouse over there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.